下午用另一种方式来讲，早上讲的太散了哈，可能听了会收不回来。
I'd like to approach today's this afternoon's class with a different way.
我还没来就想，你要去上课已经想说听众是谁，都已经在头脑里面了。
Even before I began the class, I already tried to picture in my mind who were the listeners.
这是圣工人员讲习会。
I pictured these as a sacred worker seminar.
我就想到去年有什么吴执事啦 ，James Wu 哈，还有什么那个有很多执事来参加，那个当医生在纽泽西那个什么执事，
罗
执事也来了哈。像他们，如果我再跟他讲说哦。解释这个什么，我就想说这样，比如说朱老师啊，我说来还没来，我想到他会来，我就想说哎，不知道怎么上。
Because I remember last year there were many experienced believers like some deacons, and so I thought that if I were to teach them all the little things, then they would know already.
所以我就想说好。那个就把想说你们全部看过了
，So I just assumed that you have read the books already.
那我本来想说以神的殿来看
，So I wanted to look at the four books from the topic, the temple of God.
我讲殿的意义啊，那殿在属灵的殿，从物质的殿变成属灵的殿，在以西结书里面的那 transform 就是啊。转变的过程是怎么样？我本来是这个是比较难一点的。
I wanted to talk about the transition from the physical temple to the spiritual temple, and that is a more in-depth topic.
但是如果这样讲下去，可能有我一下课有人可能会头晕脑胀。
But some of you may get lost.
那我想还是我们先把中规中矩把这个这些书卷把它讲完，那最后那些。当成 summary 用专题来讲，这样比较对。
So let me go through the books first, and then if in the end we will talk about that specific topic.
那如果你已经这些你已经当老师讲过的，那就请你忍耐一下，忍耐到底必然得救。
If you know these topics, please endure, because those who endure to the end will be saved.
好，谢谢。这个不是让你属灵的知识的增长，是让你属灵的品德增长，这是另外的训练。
This may not increase your spiritual knowledge, but it'll increase your spiritual virtue.
是不能是这样子。你有没有你的老师比你差很多？你有没有上过这样课
？Have you ever been to a class where your teacher is not even as good as you are？
甚至那个老师，你会想说。他当我的学生，我还嫌他太没有水准。
And you would think that if you were to take your teacher as your student, you wouldn't even like that.
那你还是听啊。
But you would still listen to the teacher.
那你听的时候，你的心是说，也是很平安的，很舒服的，因为你也是另外一种训练了哈。
And you can still listen with a piece of heart because that is going to be a training for you.
所以我现在开始讲的，如果你以前没听过的，那你就当成属灵知识的训练；如果你已经不只是听过，你自己也讲过了，那就当成属灵品德的训练吧。
So if you've never heard of what I'm going to say, just that will increase your spiritual knowledge. If you have, that will increase your virtue.
好吧，那我们看以斯拉记。
Please turn to Ezra.
第一章第一节。
Chapter 1, verse 1.
那个，我们给你们这张表哈。
The chart which I gave you。
这就是古列元年呐、
啊。King Cyrus。
应验这个耶利米的话。
This was in fulfillment of the words of Jeremiah。
那耶利米。他们在什么时候被掳的呢
？When were the people, and including Jeremiah,
就看讲义哈
，exiled? You can read the teaching material.
以斯拉记开始在讲，这本来我是不想讲的哈，这个你看看呢，来，他的历史背景的 B，
historical background B，
哎，这是606
，in 606，
看历代志下36:6
，Second Chronicles 36:6，
这是第一次被掳啊
，This was the first exile，
但以理包括在内
，Daniel was among the the people。
那 C 是第二次被掳
，C the second captivity。
那以西结在内
，Ezekiel was one of the captives。
那第三次被掳是真正的被掳了
，And the third exile was the greatest exile。
这是586年
，in 586。
在这次呢，圣殿被毁
，the temple was destroyed。
那殿里面的东西都被拿光了。
All the articles in the temple were robbed。
那在这次呢，就是圣殿好像一个石头都没有留在一个石头上的那种情况。
And not a stone was left on top of another stone。
也就是完全的拆毁的那个景象了哈。
It was a total annihilation。
这个在哈该书里面都有记载。
This is recorded in Haggai.
我们看哈该书。
Please turn to Haggai.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
二章十五节。
Chapter 2, verse 15.
现在你们要追想，此日以前耶和华的殿没有一块石头裂在石头上的光景。所以圣殿那时候被毁的情况就是这样子。
This was how the temple was destroyed.
这句话主耶稣也在讲，有再讲过一遍哈。
The Lord Jesus also used the same statement.
这主后70年又再重复一次，没有一个石头留在石头上。
History repeated itself in 70 AD. Not a stone was left on top of another.
就表示完全的，连根都被翻开来了。
It was turned over from the bottom up.
好，那。在586年呢，这真正的被掳了。
586 was the final captivity。
那这个耶利米预言在哪里呢？
Where is the prophecy of Jeremiah？
就是耶利米书25章。
Jeremiah chapter 25。
25:12。
Verse 12。
好，这个看一下就好，你们自己看。
You can read that on your own。
好，那现在神的灵，神。就激动波斯王古列。
Now God moved the heart of King Cyrus of Persia.
古列王就下诏告全国。
So he issued a decree throughout the nation.
那这从第二节一直到第四节。
And the decree is in verses 2 and 4.
就是波斯王的这个诏告。
It was the decree of Persia, of the king.
那糟糕，就是说他们回去的目的就是要建造神的殿。
The purpose for returning was to rebuild the temple of the Lord.
啊，建圣殿有感动人就回去了。
Those who were moved by God went back to their hometown.
那没有回去的也要帮忙。
And those who did not return to the homeland had to help out too.
就是用金银帮忙。
By means of giving gold and silver.
那这个国王呢，他也出钱出力帮忙。
The king also dedicated his money, wealth, and effort.
并且把以前从圣殿拿去的这些器皿又送回来。
He also returned all the articles that were taken from the temple.
那早上我们讲过，这是历史是在神的手中。
As we have said this morning, history is in God's hand.
看但以理书4:31以下。
We can read Daniel chapter 4:31 and on.
你记下来就好了，我在这里不念了哈。
I won't read them here.
正文之外，如果你
just write them down.
这是神是控制历史的。
It tells us that God is the Lord of history.
箴言21:1。
Proverbs 21:1。
说王的心在神的手中。
Says that the king's heart is in the hand of God.
那好像龙沟的水随意流转，好像一个沟子里面的水。
He directs it like a water course wherever He pleases.
就是神在处理一件事情, 它不是死板的。
God's way is not fixed to a certain pattern.
人的心也是一样。
So is man's heart.
我刚刚才跟他讲, 我们是属基督的人, 对不对?
Just now we were discussing this subject. We belong, we are in Christ.
你应受洗, 披戴基督。
You have been baptized and have clothed yourself with Christ.
讲话行事都合乎神旨意。
And everything you do is in accord with God's will.
这大前提是对的, huh?
That is a correct premise.
我们说每件事情都依照神的旨意做, 是不是?
We say we do everything according to God's will.
你刚吃饭的时候,你有没有想说用左边摇,用右边摇? 有没有先祷告一下, 看神指示你哪边摇?
But just now when you ate, did you pray and ask for God's will, whether you should chew with your left teeth or right teeth?
没有。
No.
你是要爬两下,休息一下,还是三下? 你们都没有想到这些啊。
Did you pray to see whether you should eat two mouthfuls and rest for a while?
是不是? 这不用啊。
These things don't need...
这神给人,你就自然是就自然的。 所谓自然就是说神赋予你的这个能力,你就这样做。
We don't need to pray to God over such matters. We just do them according to the ability that God has given to us.
这个就自然的神迹了,
Such is a natural miracle.
我们说太阳星星的运转, 这些自然的神迹。
When we see how the sun and the stars move about in the heavens, that is a natural miracle.
那圣经里面有特殊的神迹。
In the Bible, there are supernatural miracles.
那个马可福音第四章。
For example, in Mark chapter 4,
这里有一个撒种的比喻啊,
where it talks about the parable of the sower.
马可福音4章26节到29节。
Mark chapter 4, verses 26 to 29.
这是那个撒种。
It's about the sowing of seeds.
撒完之后就睡觉了。
And the sower rested after the, he scattered the seed. Then he got up in the morning.
这是自然的。 所以自然就是说在神的定义之下了。
Under God's natural laws, it happens naturally.
那人不晓怎么样。
And we don't know what happens to men. In verse 28,
地生五谷是出于自然。
All by itself, the soil produces grain.
这里的自然是神定义之下的发生的结果是这样。
When it says it produces the grain by itself, it is under the natural law of God.
那就是先发苗,或长穗,再长,再后穗上结成饱满的粒子粒,这是神定的定力,自然的定力。
First the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. This is the natural order that God has prescribed.
绝对不能先结成饱满的籽粒,再长穗,然后再发苗。
You wouldn't have, you see the kernel first, and then the head, and the stalk, and then the seed.
那最后再把它收割, 29节。
But it's just the other way around. And in the end, it is ready for harvest.
所以这是顺着神的旨意去做的。
This is according to God's will.
好, 那像这种的话, 你没有考虑了。
Over such matters, you don't need to even think about it.
所以考虑就是说你特别的一种, 一种 reaction 没有特别一个 就是 没有特别的去思索的。
You don't need special planning for such things.
那我们看到了箴言21章第一节是一样。
And in Proverbs 21 verse 1 it,
王的心在神的手中。
It says that the heart of the king is in the Lord's hands.
好像一个水沟里面的水。
God directs it like a water course.
那这个水呢,你这个水可以流到这边,流到那边,但是它水流来流去,但是总是在神的一个范围之内,但是不是死死说你这条水,这点水就这样流,它可能水流来流去嘛。
The water course may be winding, but the whole course is under God's supervision.
那神的感动人是这样子。
That's how God moves us.
那神感动古列的心,
God moved the heart of King Cyrus.
那第五节,
Verse 5.
以斯拉记,
Ezra.
我们现在一定, 以斯拉记要放着, 我们一定要就是一直要看以斯拉记, 我不会跳来跳去了,
We'll look at Ezra alone now.
这时候神的灵, 神的激动谁的心呢?
Whom else did God move?
就是犹大和便雅悯族长祭司利未人,
the family heads of Judah and Benjamin and the priests and Levites.
这些是真正的做工的人,
these were the workers.
所以这都是被神的灵激动,
they were all moved by God's Spirit.
那他们都是因为神的灵的感动,
they were all moved and inspired.
所以神的动工, 时候满足了,
it was God's work as well as the,
神定70年,
it was in due time, so the Lord, because the Lord had already appointed 70 years.
70年一完结束呢, 这个事情先开始的主动者是谁呢?
At the end of the 70 years, who was the one that
是神?
Made the move? It was God.
第一个先在人世间先开动的是谁呢? 是外邦的国王啊。
Who was it that started the work in among men? It was a Gentile king.
你看第一章第一节,以斯拉记,波斯王古列耶尼耶和华要应验耶利米所说的话,叫激动波斯王古列的心,使他吓着,说这个事情以人间不看神那方面的话,是一个外邦的国王先主动先讲的。
In verse 1, we can see that in the realm of human beings, it was a Gentile king who started the whole process.
那古列外邦王这样的推动,然后那些犹太人才起来。
Only because of the Cyrus king's decree, the Israelites, the Jewish people, rose.
这就让我们知道时候满足了。This
tells us that the time has already been completed.
我们圣工人也在做圣工也是一样。This
applies to our sacred work.
对我们来讲, 每个时间都是我们的时间。For
us, every moment in time is our time.
也就是说, 我们不可以说这不是神的时候, 你没有办法知道是不是神的时候。
That means that we can never say this is not God's time, because we never know when God's time is.
但是有一些时候是, 我们, 也就是说以人来讲, 这两个层次, 以人来讲就是努力做, 但以神来讲, 不, 有时候你努力做也不一定会怎么样。
As far as we are concerned, we just keep working hard, but as far as God is concerned, He has His own timing.
比如说耶稣的降生,
for example, the birth of Jesus Christ.
那个加拉太书四章说, 时候满足, 神才道成肉身的。
In Galatians, it says that in due time, the Lord Jesus became flesh.
要时候到才会成就的。
Only in due course would something happen.
像耶稣说在马太福音13章跟那些门徒说你们眼睛有福啦,你们耳朵有福啦。Matthew
chapter 13, Jesus said to the disciples, blessed are your ears and your eyes.
因为旧约很多的义人先知他们要看你们想看的,听你们想听的,都没有啊。
For many of the righteous, all the righteous men and prophets in the Old Testament wanted to see what you see, wanted to hear what you hear, but could not.
这是神的时间啊。
It has to do with God's timetable.
但是对我们来讲的话, 当然是我们要把握每个时间。
But for us, we need to grasp every opportunity.
好了, 那现在他们就要回来, 要开始重建圣殿了。
These people returned to their homeland to rebuild the temple.
所以这时候他们有人力。
They have manpower.
他们人真的回来。
They went back to their homeland.
他们有财力。
They have financial strength.
第一章的第六节, 他们四围的人都拿金银来帮助他们。
Chapter 1 verse 6, all their neighbors assisted them with articles silver and gold.
那再来他们有物力。
They also had
materials. 就是以前的那些圣殿的器具又拿收回来。
They were able to regain the possession of the temples, the articles in the temple.
好,那国王把这些东西交给谁呢?
To whom did the king hand the articles over?
第八节,
Verse 8,
波斯王就把这些交给犹大的首领, 什么名字?
Who was the prince of Judah?
陈姊妹，你是陈姊妹嘛，对不对？交给谁？你第八节，第一章八节把它念完就知道。
Chapter 1 verse 8。
啊？啊？对。什么名字？薛巴萨哈。色巴萨。
Shasbazar。
然后在第二章之后他就没有出现了。
But after
第二章回来的人。
Starting from the second chapter, we don't see his name again.
东西交给他呢。
He was given all the articles and the treasures.
我故意这样讲是因为这里有一个问题是到底色巴萨是谁啊。
The question is, who is Shasbazar?
那五他第二次出现在是五章十四节跟十六节。
The next time he appeared was in chapter 5.
五章十四节。
Verse 14.
五章十四节讲什么呢？
Chapter 5 verse 14，
也就是说，也是在重复说这殿的东西是交给省长，名叫色巴萨。
The articles in the temple was given to Shasbazar。
十六节，于是这色巴萨来建立耶路撒冷神殿的根基。
16. Then this Shasbazar came and laid the foundations of the house of God in Jerusalem。
好，色巴萨听过吗？哈
，You've heard his name before。
记住哈，好，那接下来这第二章
，Chapter 2，
那第一章还有一个就是那些器具人数都还好好点呢哈。
They had to count all the articles and the people。
神的东西要好好点好，不可以浑水摸鱼就摸走了。
God's things and articles must be properly counted。
嗯，这个有时候圣工人员做久了哈，教会东西好像是我的东西，我的东西还是我的。
Sometimes, when we work for God, we tend to use a church possessions as our own possession.
会不会这样？这样就不太好了哈。
That is not very good.
那东西点好，那第二章是人数要点好。
And in the first chapter, the articles were numbered, and in the second chapter, the people were numbered.
这里没有大约的。
There is no approximations.
比如说第九节，器它的器皿的数目记在下面，金盘30个就30个，不是大约哈。银盘1000个就1000个，刀29把就29把，29把哎呀算了，30把写上去吧，29就29。
Chapter 1, verse 9 is the inventory. There's no approximations, but exact numbers.
嗯，那第二章呢？这是算人，神圣殿的东西算好再算人。
After counting the articles in the temple, they counted the people.
好，那一个也是一个算的，不是大约的。
They counted an exact number, not approximation.
如果大约的话说啊，差不多机会差不多20个了，30个了哈，差不多100个左右了哈，不是这样，因为你算到每一个的，那就是要啊，像说。那个第三节，2172名，一定要算到第二哈72名的那第二名，啊，一个都算得到这样。
For example, in chapter 2, verse 3, it says the descendants of Perash, 2,172.
这个是不容易的。
It's not easy to count these people.
那明确的数字。
They had a very precise number.
那这个表示神眷顾每个人。
This shows that God is gracious to every man.
属神的人神点到最后一个。
God will number his chosen one down to the last one.
属神的东西也要把它点到最后一样。
And we should also count God's articles or things belonging to God down to the last one.
好，那开始回来的，第二节。第二章二节
Chapter 2 verse 2，
他们要回到耶路撒冷，然后第二节，他们同着所罗巴伯那个耶稣亚他们回来了。
They came back with Zerubbabel, Joshua and
那第三个人是什么？尼希米
Nehemiah。
这怎么办呢？尼希米怎么在这里呢？
Why did Nehemiah appear here?
我们有看到尼希米是应该是什么时候的人呢？ 是四百多年的人，那么对不对？
Nehemiah was a character in the 400s.
哦，你看那个波斯时代年表，他是尼希米回来是445年，对不对？
Nehemiah returned to the homeland in the year 445.
啊，如果这时候他也跟着回来了。
If Nehemiah had gone back with Zerubbabel,
那时候让他最小吧，一岁。
Then he was probably 1 year old.
这不可能哦，一岁的小孩不会记载，一般来讲不会记载。好，那说特例中的特例，一生下来就要记载下来了。
But normally a 1 year old child would not be recorded. But let's just suppose that he was recorded.
现在他几岁了？
How old would he be now?
啊？九十几岁了哈。是不是？如果他这时候回来一岁，他现在已经九十几岁了。因为445年，啊、哦，五这45加35 38 55加38多少？93岁。
That means by the year 445, he will be 93 years old.
那一般以色列人来，20岁以上才会点名。
Usually, the person, in a Jew would be numbered only if he is 20 years and above.
所以那时候刚好20岁就被记载下来，这可能性不大。他是那时候就当领袖了哈，那至少现在100多岁了，不对了哈。我讲这个意思是说哈，我这样讲是让你有一些问题哈，产生问题感，然后你思想，最后就不对。那为什么不对呢？因为圣经里面同名字的人很多。
Basically, the point I'm trying to get at is there are many people in the Bible of the same names.
比如说那个撒加利亚
，Zechariah, for example.
你不要把撒加利亚就想成一个人。撒加利亚在圣经里面有十几个人呐、啊。
There are more than 10 Zechariahs in the Bible.
里面有好人，有坏人。
Some of them are good, some of them are bad.、
嗯、所以、嗯，好。所以如果你这里看到尼希米，你不要认为说啊，尼希米就是跟所罗巴伯一起回来的、啊、这不太好像不太对的。
So this is a different Nehemiah、
啊、如果是的话，那尼希米记那个尼希米他已经回来了，怎么又跑去当酒镇呢？
If this is the Nehemiah in the book of Nehemiah, then why did he go back to become the cupbearer?
是不是？所以意思说这样想不对，所以就是只好把它当成另外一个尼希米了才合理。
So by such simple logic, you know that it must be a different Nehemiah.
好，那回来开始第二章，他就这都是记载名字。
Chapter 2 records the names.
那这些人的名字呢，那个各种人都有。
There were all sorts of people.
第一个献祭的就第三章的以色列人民。
The first to offer a sacrifice were the Israelites.
那第二类的人是36节。
The second are the
36节。
Verse 36. 36
就是什么？祭司。
The Levites, the priests.
40节。
40.
又另外一类的人是谁呢？
The third category of people.
是什么？
利未
人
，the Levites。
啊，另外43节，你看中文比较好看，你看一个大圆圈就哈、哦，他已经替你分好了没有？大圈圈呢
？43，
43节是谁？公勋，郭姊妹是谁？啊？你提醒是谁？殿役，什么叫殿役
？The temple servants. Who are the temple servants?
从哪里来的
？Where do they come from?
你提醒就是殿里面打杂的了哈。
The temple servants were the ones that took care of the minor chores in the temple.
那所谓的你提醒，一般来讲的话，它是。服侍的，那在店里面提水的啦，挑那个砍劈柴的啦哈，那清理的啦，打杂的。
They took care of the chores such as cutting up the wood or carrying the waters.
那尼基林他本来的意思是给鱼。
The
给鱼的。
The name in of temple servants in Hebrews means the one who gives.
那他这些人不是以色列人哦。
These were not Israelites.
那个，我们看一下那个以斯拉记八章二十节。
Let's read Ezra chapter 8 verse 20.
八章二十节。
Chapter 8 verse 20.
从前大卫和众首领派尼提宁服侍利未人，所以这些尼提宁是 服侍利未人的那些人。
The temple servants assisted the Levites.
那利未人是服侍祭司。
And the Levites
也不是说服侍啊，就是支持 祭司。
The Levites assisted the priests.
因为祭司人数少啊。
There are fewer priests.
祭司是就是亚伦的子孙才祭司。
Only the descendants of Aaron could be priests.
那个圣殿里面的事情很杂啊，很烦啊。
There are many minor chores in
你看一只牛或是一只羊杀了剥皮还要剔肉，那肉还要切成一块一块，那些骨头那些大便真的都要拿出去丢，那个要烧，这个很烦。那些血又要喷痰，那你烧完之后烧不是这样就烧，我们嘴巴讲快啊，还要放柴，还要点火，你烤 BBQ 哈，那整只牛你要有时候烧了半天哦，起火起的还起不，你还要火种哎，起了半天有时候发脾气啊，那整只牛要把它烧光，烧完光之后 ，BBQ 完之后你屁股一拍就走了，那个谁来整理啊？那灰那些东西啊。讲太多了。
If it was a burnt offering, they would have to sacrifice an animal, be it a sheep or an ox, and they have to skin the animal, take off the meat, cut up the meat, and burn it. Sounds easy, but just like when we barbecue, it takes a long time, so offering is not that easy.
那完了之后还要洗，还要清。
And after they finish the offering, they have to clean up.
还有每天还要打破很多的瓦器
，and they would accidentally shatter some of the vessels.
那还要清理垃圾
，so they have to clean up the garbage.
所以利未人不够了，那就尼提宁就建议来帮忙打杂。
Because there were not enough Levites, so they needed temple servants.
那这些人哪里来的
？Where did they come from？
民数记三十一章四十七节。
Numbers 31 verse 47. Numbers 31 verse 47. It tells us about the rules for captives.
古说是你打赢了什么财产都是你的，人也都是你的，都全抓来。
In the past, when you win a war, you get to keep everything that the enemy has, including men and possession.
那人口呢？牲畜呢？摩西每五十取一，交给看守耶和华殿会幕的这个利未人。
Out of the livestock, Moses selected one out of every 50.
抓他五十个人，利未人就得到一个人。
And also the people, Moses also took one out of every 50.
那这些人是殿役的开始了。
This is the beginning of temple servants.
我们看耶稣亚记二章五十九节。
In Joshua chapter 2.
刚刚民数记那是理论而已了哈。 是立法书嘛，就是记载下来，还没有实行。
What we have just read in Numbers is only a law. It wasn't a recording of a fact.
约书亚记，哎，请过来，我看一下。 那个他们出去打仗了哈。对不起，九章才对啦，九章二十三节。Joshua
chapter 9 verse 23.
从九章二十二节。Verse 22. 他们这是欺骗人哈。The
Gibeonites.
欺骗人骗他们。Who
deceived the Israelites?
好啊，就把他抓起来当。
were captured and became slaves.
本来是要把他杀掉的，本来应该杀死的。They
were supposed to die.
但是没有，好，23节。But
they were kept alive.
现在你们是被做主的，你们中间的人，断必断不了做奴仆，为我神的殿做劈柴挑水的人。所以这是殿役啊。These
are the temple servants.
所以这些人以后就当殿役了。So
they have been temple servants ever since.
好。所以这是尼提领是这样子来的。That
is where the temple servants came from.
好，赶快我们要回到以西结束了，不，以斯拉记来。Let's
come back to Ezra.
那所以你看第二章，这也可以让我们得到一个教训。
We can learn something here from chapter 2.
人要人员也是要点清楚.
We need to count everyone.
各阶层都有.
And the list included people of different levels.
连在殿里面服侍的殿役这些也列名在里面.
Even the temple servants were named.
那这是属神的人有名谱的人才写出来哦.
Only those who were chosen and belonged to God were named.
那你在家谱上面找不到自己名字，那就不好意思了。If
a person's name is not found in the genealogy, then he will be in trouble.
第二章63节。Chapter
2, verse 63.
这里有几家祭司。Some
families of priests.
61节，祭司有这几家祭司，这三家人呢，在族谱中寻找自己的家谱系。 找不着啊，所以算不洁净啊，不能服侍神啊。Verse
62, these searched for their family records, but they could not find them, and so were excluded from the priesthood as unclean.
甚至他们连不可吃至圣的物啊。
And 63, they could not eat any of the most sacred food.
要等到断绝污灵跟土冥的这个祭司兴起来才能够吃。
Until there was a priest ministering with the Urim and the Thummim.
所以这表示说你的来源很重要。
So your root is important.
要真正的属神的，这告诉我们就是要真正的属神的了。
Tells us that we must truly belong to God.
要真正的从神生的。
We must be truly born of God.
在建圣殿呢，有一个灵童。 属灵的 tradition，
哦，一个以他们当样子来讲的话，就是家谱是，从选民的这个传统的哈。 In the rebuilding of the temple, there was a spiritual tradition, and at that time, the tradition was the genealogy.
你砸了，比如说灵统这什么选民的这个系统不纯的人要来一起建圣殿，他不给他建。
Oh, and those who did not belong to the line of a true Israelite could not be allowed to rebuild the temple.
建圣城也是一样。
And the same goes with rebuilding the holy city.
也就告诉我们，我们在属灵的，以现我们现在来讲的话，灵统很重要。
Applying this to us, our spiritual tradition is very important.
我们灵统是什么？
What is our spiritual tradition or lineage?
我们是得到应许的圣灵。
We have received the promised Holy Spirit.
我们是得到赦罪的洗礼。
We have been baptized for the forgiveness of our sins.
我们领受的是耶稣的肉跟血的圣餐。
What we have received is the Holy Communion that consists of Jesus' blood and body.
遵守安息日。
We observe the Sabbath day.
这是我们真耶稣，就是真耶稣教会的灵统。
This is the legacy or the lineage of the true Jesus Church.
这不可以跟其他的混在一起的。
This cannot be confused.
这个灵统在圣经里面，亚伯拉罕发生了一件很重要的一个事情。
Something in Abraham's life happened that is quite significant.
你们可能听过说亚伯拉罕有两个儿子，有没有？
Abraham,
听过吗？ Huh?
Have you ever heard people say Abraham had two sons?
有没有？加拉太书啊，加拉太书不是写着这样说吗？
Doesn't Galatians tell us?
我看这个不是现在这样讲，现在讲这样。好，没关系。第四章
Galatians chapter 4
22节
Verse 22，
因为律法上记着亚伯拉罕有两个儿子。
For it is written that Abraham had two sons.
那这两个是两个不同的传统。
These were two traditions.
一个是应许生的。
The first was according to promise.
一个是血气生的。
The second is of the flesh.
血气也会生呢。
Even the flesh can give birth.
教会也是一样。
The same with church.
我们这一处教会是应许生的。
The true Jesus Church was born of promise.
但是应许生的不是最老的、最强的。
But one who is born of promise may not be the oldest or the strongest.
这个要讲解，要讲两个小时。我看你们回去查一查，亚伯兰真正的亚伯兰，从亚伯兰叫亚伯兰爸爸的有几个
？How many people called Abraham father？
至少八个。
At least eight children.
至少啦。
At least.
圣经有记载的。就是从亚伯兰生的，叫亚伯兰爸爸回应幼的有八个。
There were eight children who could call Abraham father.
啊，他会应幼的。
When they call dad, Abraham would say, "Yes, I'm here."
所以至少他有八个儿子，但是其他都不算了，只提两个。
There were, but it only mentions two here.
圣经里面这又另外一个主题了哈，就是。在约翰福音第一章，哈，那么有四种生。
In John chapter 1, we read of four different births.
第一章第十二节十三节，只有一种是从神生的。
Verses 12 and
13. 对。
Only one is born of God.
那有的是从血气生。
Some may be born of the flesh.
有情欲生。
Some may be born according to human desire.
有从人意生。
Some according to human will.
教会是一样。
The same goes with church.
很多人用人意、用血气、用意志力，也可以生出教会来哦。但是那个教会就不是应许的教会了。
It is possible to give birth to a church through human will or desire or the flesh.But that is not the promised church.
你们有上过教会增长吗？
You have studied church growth.
我看过几本教会增长的书。
I have seen books on church growth.
这教会增长是从美国开始，那个帕萨蒂娜那个神学院开始的。
The church growth started with the seminary in Pasadena.
洛杉那个 Claremont 的旁边不是帕萨蒂娜吗？是不是？那个有一个 Fuller Theological Seminary 是不是
？In the Fuller Theological Seminary
知道吗？知道吗？
两三百讲过了
，那就讲过就好了。那个最重要就是什么？人的 power。
What they stress is the human power。
也可以生出教会来。
They are also able to give birth to churches。
但是那不是应许的，那是血气生的。
But those are not born according to promise, but according to the flesh。
赶快回到以斯拉记来。
Let's come back to Ezra.
所以这里在点名的时候，这个传统很重要。 这个传统不是死传统啊，是灵统，是不是血民的传统？
Tradition or legacy is so important in numbering the people, and that kind of legacy is not a physical one, but a spiritual one.
这不是死东西啊，这是从神里面的所谓的灵统。
It is a spiritual tradition within God.
明天不要讲我好了，讲有一个传道离开真耶稣教会了，忽然他没什么，他说高兴。
Let's say if a pastor in our church decides to leave the True Jesus Church,
他自己去传，他也没有什么，传的道理也是一样哦。
And he preaches the same gospel.
他今天还在真耶稣教会讲道，还在开灵恩会哦。
He may be holding the convocation today in the True Jesus Church.
明天他心血来潮就要走了，自己去设一个教会。
But let's say tomorrow he decides to set up another church of his own.
讲的道理完全一样。
He gives the exact same sermon.
他的圣灵也没有变了。
The Holy Spirit within him does not change.
他也没有气谁，也没有反对谁，也没有什么都没有。
He does not do so out of anger or jealousy or whatever.
他就是高兴。
He just feels like it.
那怎么样呢？
What would happen?
你想他会成功吗？
Would he succeed?
不会啦。
No.
这有一个灵统啊。
Because there is a spiritual tradition.
这你们可能听过太多人讲了。离开真耶稣教会绝对不会再发展。
Whoever leaves the True Jesus Church cannot ever prosper.
这是血民的传统。
This is the spiritual tradition of the chosen people.
这几家三家祭司啊。
There were three families of priests.
这个传统找不到。
Whose family records could not be found.
沾不上边。
They were outside the genealogy.
不能供职，也不能吃饭。
They were outside the list of people.
没饭吃，他们当然他们自己要去工作了。以前祭司是吃祭肉的，祭肉没得吃，那就要饿肚子了。
They could not eat the most sacred food, which was meant to be for the priests, but they could not eat that, so they had to find food elsewhere.
我们看这里一个很特别的，就是我们看四十六节。
Verse 46,
会众这些人，想会众有四万多，四十五节，
六
十四节，我刚刚讲什么？
四十六节，
我讲错了，我想，怎么讲四十六呢？倒过来看，德文的话就是四先讲，四跟六十这样子 ，vier und sechzig 四跟六十。
In German, when you say 64, you start with 4 and then 6.
然后再来就是他们的仆婢。
In verse 64, it talks about the people and the servants, 65.
然后再过来呢，唱歌的男女有200个人。
200 men and women singers.
他们一生做什么？唱歌。
What did they do for a living? They sang.
那个以斯拉记、尼希米记有一个有在不可缺的，就是唱歌的人。
In Ezra and Nehemiah, the people that are quite prominent were the singers.
那个殿献完了之后，还有那个城盖完之后，一个很重要的就是唱歌。
After the dedication of the temple or at the completion of the holy city, they would sing.
你看那尼希米记十二章
，Nehemiah chapter 12,
二十八节。
Verse 28.
这是以唱歌为主的这个队伍啊。
These were singers.
28节。
Verse 28.
歌唱的人从什么什么，他们分成两队，然后一边唱一边走，这样。
These would divide into teams, two divisions, and would sing as they go.
那分两大队。
And there are two divisions.
所以唱歌的很重要。
The singers are important.
所以如果教会有四班，这个教会应该是比较好吧，是不是？
A church with choir should be a better church.
但是唱到最后不要唱成歌手就好了。
But don't become a professional singers.
那个就以自己的荣耀，那个唱到最后就变，圣经教会里面也有一种歌手，他不是在圣殿里面就专门唱哀歌的。
There are also lamenters in the Bible who would lament for people.
变职业歌手。
They would sing a dirge or lamentations. They become professional singers.
人家死了。
When someone dies.
那个歌手是唱 他唱的歌是有哀哭的调，并且还他会流眼泪，然后唱很好听。你要请去唱。
These singers who could cry professionally were hired to sing laments.
我前几年回去台湾，我听我妈妈说，现在台湾有这种专门给人家请去哭的。人家，比如说你们都移民到国外来了，老年人在台湾死了，没有人哭啊。那只好请人去哭，那些叫五子枯木，有没有？一个儿子都没有，他请五个儿子去哭，假装哭哈，那哭起来有眼泪的，有声有调。
In Taiwan, when someone dies, if the person does not have children to cry for them, they will hire professional weepers to weep for them. They are very real.
你们有没有听过台湾人在送葬哭那个哭调？古时候哭不是这样。不是这样哭啊，这样哭会被人家骂。
In Taiwan, during the funeral, they wouldn't just cry the way we normally cry.
可能年纪大，我很小时候我一直搞不懂的。我有一个老师啊，他是中学教育老师，他女的就是啦，他现在已经当祖母了。那他的爸爸死，人家一直骂他，为什么？他说养这个女儿没有用，哭都不会哭。啊、因为他很秀气，他哭。那一般人哭，你有没有看过台湾人在人家家里哭，大声？你们会哭吗？要学的、啊，大声喊啊，大声叫啊，有没有？那你不会哭，说啊，养这种女人不会哭。我是想说，哭还有会哭不会哭，他这样还不够吗？我是替他打抱不平了、啊，我想不通。
My high school teacher, whose father died, was scolded. Not being a good daughter because she cried like a lady, and but they expected her to cry out loud.
好，所以教会里面要有唱歌的。
Anyway, the church needs to have a singer.
是这样讲的，但是不要唱成唱爱歌的了。
Do not become professional singers of lament.
爱歌就不好了。
爱歌就不好，
爱歌唱爱歌就不好嘛。
And if we become professional singers, it wouldn't be good.
那教会里面的诗班是好
，but choirs in the church is good.
但是如果因为用唱诗诗班而像有的比赛了哈，你们看过那个就是这个教会跟这个叫比哈，看哦，那比赢了就好高兴哈，那好像。好像那个电视什么五等奖打擂台那个，这样就不好了。就唱诗好像这样荣耀，唱诗是本来就是荣耀神，对象是神，不是你啊。
But if we...
你唱诗你唱坏了，你唱了，你要说啊，你唱像鸭子在叫，你要感谢神啊。本来就这样，唱诗是给神听的，又不是给你听的。如果别人听了不舒服的话，是他错了，不是吗？因为这个我唱诗是赞美神，是给神听的。那你听的不好，你误会说我唱给你听，岂有失礼。
So we should never sing to compete with each other. And when somebody comments that your singing is not that great, just tell him that's your problem because I'm singing to God, not to you.